Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are getting into the middle of November, and it's time to talk turkey and trees. We're going to start off with trees. While it is important during these final warm days of fall to begin getting your yard and garden ready for the winter, you may want to hold off on pruning those trees in your yard that have been on your to-do list. No matter your stance on holiday decorations, you should limit the trimming of your trees to the holiday tree. You do not want to prune ornamental or fruit trees in the fall. You do want to prune only diseased, dead, or unsafe branches. Avoid general pruning, as our trees this time of year are not fully dormant. A good rule of thumb is not to prune in months that end in R. For more information, they share a resource from their fellow experts at Utah State University. Trees should not be pruned in fall, as they are not completely dormant yet, even if the leaves have dropped. Pruning delays dormancy at every pruning wound, and if winter cold comes suddenly, it can damage the trees just as they're starting to grow new tissues and heal these cuts. Waiting until the trees are fully dormant in the later part of the winter will ensure that they don't try and put on too much new growth, but they will start healing immediately when things warm up in the spring. Fruit trees, especially stone fruit, such as cherries and peaches, are especially susceptible to this fall pruning injury, so if you have fruit trees that you want to protect, be very careful. The only exceptions to pruning any trees in the fall, in those months that end in R, include if you need to cut out dead branches, branches that are diseased, or branches that may pose a safety hazard if they've been damaged by storms or wind and may fall. Also, a reminder not to fertilize trees in the fall. Neither fruit or decorative ornamental trees need fertilizer in the fall, as they are going dormant and you don't want to encourage new growth that will be winter killed. You do need to fertilize fruit trees. They're best fertilized in early spring and possibly again in May. Ornamental trees and shrubs other than fruit trees usually require less fertilizer than fruit trees, and if they're healthy, they would not need to be fertilized in the spring either. So, in general, woody plants such as ornamental trees, shrubs, and fruit trees do not need fertilizer in the fall, and you should severely limit your pruning to only that which is necessary for the health of the tree and not for shaping the tree. You can find more information on specific care for different types of trees and shrubs on our Horticulture and Home Pest news site. Also coming up soon is Thanksgiving. When it comes to Thanksgiving, a lot of people tend to underestimate the time it takes to thaw a turkey, and this is your annual reminder that large birds can take nearly a week to thaw. So if you're looking at the calendar and realizing that we're about a week away from Thanksgiving, you may want to make plans now to begin thawing your Thanksgiving turkey if it is currently frozen. One of the safest methods is to thaw a turkey in the refrigerator. Keep in mind that if you do that, it takes about 24 hours for every 4 pounds of turkey. You can find a helpful chart that our friends at the ISU Answer Line shared from Ohio State University. If you have a 4 to 12 pound turkey, it will take 1 to 3 days to thaw, whereas a 16 to 20 pound turkey will take 4 to 5 days to thaw. And if you have a turkey that is over 20 pounds, it's going to take you more than 5 days to get that turkey safely ready to cook. So plan ahead depending on when you plan to cook your turkey. If you did forget to thaw the turkey, don't panic. A faster thawing method is to submerge the frozen bird in cold water. Change the water every 30 minutes to be safe. While this method is faster, it still takes about 30 minutes per pound. And you will want to cook the turkey immediately after thawing. Do not thaw it using this method and then put it back in the refrigerator. Using this method, a 4 to 12 pound turkey could take 2 to 6 hours to thaw. And again, if you have that turkey that's 20 to 24 pounds, it's going to take about 10 to 12 hours to thaw. And a reminder, that entire time you're going to be changing the water about every 30 minutes to maintain proper temperature. And you can thaw a turkey in the microwave if you have a smaller turkey. Check the microwave oven's manufacturer's guide for time and power level recommendations. And again, if you do this, and only with smaller turkeys, you would need to cook that turkey immediately after thawing and do not put it back in the refrigerator. A few things not to do if you want your turkey to be safe. Do not thaw your turkey by leaving it sit on the countertop. Leaving turkey at room temperature for more than 2 hours will make it unsafe by encouraging bacterial growth on the exterior of the turkey. Do not wash or rinse your raw turkey in the sink. Doing so will splash and spread germs all over the kitchen, sink, utensils, countertops, and potentially other foods. Turkeys do not need to be washed or rinsed prior to cooking, and there is no safety benefit to do it. And do remember to wash your hands with soap and warm water before and after handling food. It's also a best practice to cook your stuffing separately from the turkey to ensure it's cooked thoroughly. And cook turkey thoroughly and check it to make sure it gets to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit when the thermometer is inserted into the thickest part of the turkey. And finally, once you're done enjoying your Thanksgiving feast, cool your leftovers to 40 degrees Fahrenheit or colder as soon as possible. Large portions of meat should be divided into smaller portions to enable faster cooling. And again, if you'd like more information on safely cooking all parts of your Thanksgiving meal, check out our ISU Answer Line. You can call that number that is on the Answer Line website and get your questions answered. They also have a frequently asked questions section on their website. If you're looking for recipe inspiration for some sides, we invite you to check out our Spend Smart, Eat Smart website, full of recipes and money-saving tips to make the most out of your food dollar this holiday season. Find all of that information and resources from ISU Extension on our website. Check out the Cass County Extension website for upcoming events and activities and news here in Cass County. Follow us on our social media channels. Give us a call if you have a question, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.